Happy Easter, everybody. I'm Zach. You know, Easter is all about hope. And that's a real coincidence because hope is what today's episode is all about on Keys for Kids Beyond Gilead.
I don't know what to say. You know our situation. With Justin gone, there's just such a gaping hole in the family. Mary would know what to do to help everyone, but she's... Well, you know how Mary's doing. I'm hoping that rest and relaxation can bring her back to us. Please. But God... Is she sinking deeper into depression? With Justin and the election and... I pray that you would lift Mary up out of this and show her the light beyond all of the pain and help pull our family back together. Mary's our rudder, God. We need her, please. And God, I lift the case before you that was brought to me. That little girl, the one named Hope, she's been shuffled around and hurt so much already in her life. I can't shake thoughts of her. Such a beautiful little girl for so much pain. And I don't know why this case, out of all the others, is sticking with me so much. But I lift her to you. And I know you have a plan for all of this, and though we can't see it, I trust in you for all of these things. Amen.
Morning, Dad. Did you get some rest?
What? Oh, yeah, I did. Thanks for asking, honey.
How's Mom?
I think she's getting some sleep. I haven't heard anything from up there in a while. I just came down to the study to do a little work earlier this morning.
You did? We didn't even hear you.
Yeah. Well, I work quietly under pressure.
Well, here's some coffee, Dad. Drink up. It'll help you to get moving. And breakfast is almost ready, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, we got apples for the French toast, just like you like it.
Oh, thank you, Brooke. And every day, you remind me more and more that you're truly a remarkable young woman. Thank you for fussing over me. All of you. Really, you've stepped up and helped out. It's just been a blessing to watch. I don't know, it's hard to remember that you kids are more like adults nowadays than kids.
Can I have the keys to the car, then?
Yeah, I wouldn't push it, Haley.
Are you okay, Dad? Huh? I mean, other than, you know.
Yeah, it seems like there's something else. What's going on, Dad?
Something else? Oh, okay. Well, see, there's this case at work that really touched me, and I haven't been able to quit thinking about it.
So why don't you tell us about it while we eat? Breakfast is ready.
Oh, it looks fantastic, Mike. I had no idea you were such a good short-order cook.
I have many talents that elude recognition.
Elude recognition. Nice. Been reading the dictionary lately?
Well, I figure it never hurts to expand your horizons.
Oh, that's true, Mike. You never know what might come of it.
So, what about this case, Dad?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You see, there's this little girl whose file came across my desk the other day. So it ends up, she's back in juvenile services for the holiday. I don't know why it bothers me so much. Honestly, she's probably never had an Easter that's even close to what we're used to. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's what bothers me.
It's horrible that she's been shuffled around from home to home like that.
And being so little and knowing your mom didn't want you.
Well, Haley, we don't know that her mom didn't want her. We just know that her mom must have thought this was best.
You're right, Dad. It's so different from what we're used to.
Yeah, it is. There are a lot of people in this world who are far less fortunate than we are.
Just like what I found in Peru.
Well, Listen, I didn't mean to bring down everyone's morning. It's just really heavy on my heart lately. And if you think about it, please pray for her, all right? Her name is Hope.
All right, Dad, okay. I'll do that. I'll pray for her.
Good, guys, good. Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, who made Grandma's apple syrup recipe for this French toast?
Yeah, I did. I hope it turned out okay. I know it's your favorite.
I just hope it doesn't mess up my fantastic French toast.
Now, listen.
Dad, do you have a minute?
For you, honey, always.
Does that mean if it was Mike, you wouldn't?
Hmm? Well, now, I plead the fifth, right? But seriously, Brooke, you know I always have time for you kids. Come on, what's up?
Dad, I've been thinking about that little girl.
Oh, you mean Hope?
Yeah, Hope.
So what about her, Brooke?
Well, I've been thinking, and... Dad, there's got to be something we can do.
Do? Like what?
What if we brought her home for Easter?
What?
Well, is there some way we could bring her home with us just for a few days?
Well, I could probably arrange that, but Brooke, with your mom's health, do you think this is a good idea?
Well, the thing is I don't think it's going to be a big strain on Mom. It would only be for a few days, and I can handle most of the details, and...
But, Brooke, what good does it do? Is it right to bring her here for just a day or two and then send her back into the system?
I know, Dad. I've thought about that, too. But I think it could just mean so much to give her a good holiday. Show her some love. I don't know why, Dad. I can't shake it, and I can't answer it. I just know I'm feeling this deep down, and...
Okay. Okay. Let me pray about it, Brookie, all right? And we've got to talk to the rest of the family, and, you know, it's not necessarily the best thing for judges to get personally involved with their cases like this.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Sorry. But I can tell you that the family's okay with it.
What?
Well, I figured what was the point in talking to you if they weren't up for it. So if I went to them and they didn't like it or someone had a problem with it, we... wouldn't even bother you.
That makes sense, but let me pray about it, okay, Brooke? Bringing someone new into the house, even for just a few days, is a big decision. And a little girl, and it's a lot of work. And I just don't know. Your mom, Brooke, you know, she's having a hard time right now.
Okay, Dad. Just pray about it. And Dad?
Yes?
Love you. It's gonna be okay.
Thank you, Brookie. I needed that.
Hey, everyone. This is Hope.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Now, let's not overwhelm her too much. Hope, honey. This is Brooke.
Hi.
And Michael.
Hi there.
And Haley.
Hello.
And Tim.
Hi.
Wow, you got a lot of kids, Judge Morrison.
Yes, we do.
Hi, everyone.
So, Hope, did you have a nice trip?
From downtown? Yeah, it was okay. I've never been to this side of town before. It's nice.
Well, can we show you to your room?
I get a room? To myself? Really? What's the catch?
Catch?
Oh, no. Yeah, Haley and I are going to share a room so you can have your own while you're here.
Really? That rocks.
Yeah, I guess it does.
So where's Mom? She out or something?
No.
My wife's not feeling very well. She'll probably be upstairs for most of the weekend.
Oh, really? Too bad. I got you, though. I'll keep it down.
Thanks.
So, do you want to see your room?
Sure. It'll be great to have my own crib for a while.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, come with me then.
Crib?
Oh, that's something you don't usually hear in Coleraine.
Kids, she's lived a life that's a lot different than ours. We're going to need to be patient with her over the next few days, okay? Just give her a little space.
For a crib?
Michael.
I know. It's just so funny to hear it from a little kid.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Zach. I want to invite you to something awesome. It's called the Word with Zach Summer Reading Club. This summer, instead of letting your Bible sit around and collect dust, let's stay in God's Word all summer long. You can do your daily devotions, grow closer to Jesus, and even win some really cool prizes too. So grab your Bible, grab a parent, and head to wordwithzach.org to get all the details and sign up today. That's wordwithzach.org. I'll see you in the Word.
Everything for Easter, Haley?
As far as I know, we do. And if we don't, we're going to do without it. Have you seen the stores lately? They're totally out of eggs and coloring stuff and...
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize it was like this. I thought Christmas was bad, but Easter's just the same.
Well, Mom usually handles all of this.
I know. I miss her.
So do I. It all seems so wrong without Justin here and Mom running everything.
Yeah, I have to keep telling myself that God has a plan. There's something in here that we don't see yet, but God knows. My devotions last night were in Psalms, and they were about plans.
What verse?
Let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Psalm 33:11. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. It was a really good verse for right now. Not just because of Mom being sick and Justin being gone, but because of Easter. Jesus' mother and friends and disciples, they watched him die on the cross. And God had a plan, but they didn't know what it was. They just had to trust him through it all, you know?
I've never thought of it that way before. It had to be pretty scary for them.
Yeah. I mean, watching him die right there, his death was so horrible. Can you imagine his mom?
No. I've thought about that before, but it's still too much for me to imagine. And he did that for us. Can you?
Bless you, Haley.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't? I thought, where'd that come from?
Hope!
Hi.
Are you okay? Come out here.
Oh, okay there, sweetheart. What are you doing back there?
It's a long story.
We've got nowhere to be. Should I get some popcorn?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Are you serious?
Well, you asked, Haley.
All right, but no stories till I get back.
Okay.
You know, we could have a really kicking party here. It's a great place.
I know. Wouldn't it be awesome? We could put the furniture back and then...
Haley!
Well, she's right.
She's 5.
Hey, I may be 5, but I know how to party.
What?
You know, you should really loosen up a bit. Are you all goody-two-shoes here, or what?
Hope, I'd much rather hear why you were behind the couch. Were you trying to listen in on us?
I don't think so. Boring conversation about plans and God. God doesn't have a plan for anything. If he did, then why?
Why what?
Nothing. Never mind.
Hope, God does have a plan.
How do you know? Have you met him?
Well, no, not in so many words. But I do know him.
How?
Because we asked him to come into our lives and lead us. We know him personally because he died for us.
You believe some guy died for you? I know a lot of people who have died and I don't worship them.
You do? People who have died?
People die all the time. You just don't see it here in Prettyville.
The thing is, Hope, Jesus didn't just die. He died and then he rose again.
What's that mean?
He's not dead.
So he didn't die?
No, he did die, but he came back to life.
You're kidding, right? You people believe this?
Of course we do. It's the truth.
Wait. Was that what the card was about? The one I found on the table the other day?
What card?
It had a big picture of a cave with a rock by it on the front. That was weird.
Yes, that was the tomb that Jesus was in. But it's empty now because he doesn't need it anymore. He's alive.
Alive? And walking around? Like, can I meet him?
Well, you can meet him, but he's in heaven now.
And that's why we celebrate, because he beat death. Nothing can defeat us now.
Okay, so this guy dies, then he's not dead, and that's a holiday. Why?
Hope, Jesus died for you and me and Haley.
Why?
Why what?
Why would he die for me? I'm just a kid. I haven't done anything worth dying for.
He loves you.
You see, Hope, God doesn't like sin. In fact, he can't be near sin. And everyone on earth messes up.
So why didn't he just make us not sin when he made everything? It'd be a lot easier that way.
Because then we wouldn't love him.
What? I don't get it.
Robots.
You two are weird. Robots have something to do with God?
No. Well, yes. If God made us all the same and didn't give us a choice, it would be just like making millions of robots. They'd all do the same thing all the time, and it'd be boring. I mean, no one would do anything on their own or think for themselves. Since God gave us the choice, we can think.
And since we can think, God knows that when we love him, we really do love him, and we're choosing to be with him. That's a lot better than just a bunch of robots running around, don't you think?
I suppose, if you believe all that mumbo-jumbo.
So, why were you behind the couch?
It's a little habit I picked up at the last place I lived.
Sleeping behind the couch?
Yeah, last place I lived, the dad had a really bad temper, and it was worse after he'd drink, and he mostly drank at night. So I hid behind the couch one night before he even got home, and he didn't know to look for me there. I could hear him, but he couldn't see me.
It's awful.
It's life, better than where I was before.
Well, you don't have to worry about that here. Promise.
In fact, why don't you come up to our room? We'll have a slumber party. All of us girls on the floor together. How does that sound?
Really?
Yeah, that'd be fun. There's room on the floor, and we can put our blankets and pillows down.
Yeah.
Can we bring popcorn upstairs?
I think that can be arranged.
And how about some s'mores?
S'mores, yes! Yeah, we'll do them in the microwave.
What's a s'more?
You've never had a s'more? You are in for a treat.
Really? Hey, you guys aren't too bad after all.
Okay, well, come on, let's go. Be quiet. Don't want to wake anyone else up.
Especially not Mom. She needs her rest, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
here we go.
Some PJs. Okay, let's go.
Who is it?
It's me, Hope Turner.
Hope? Yes, John. John's not here. He's downstairs.
I know. I wanted to see you for a minute. I have something for you.
For me? You do? Well, come in then. You've got to excuse me. I wasn't ready for company.
Oh, I know. That's okay. I know you're not feeling good. It's why I brought you a present.
A present? I don't know what to say. You didn't need to...
Ta-da!
Hope. Cigarettes. Where did you get cigarettes?
My mom used to like it when I brought her cigarettes. She always said they made her feel better. Did I mess up? I'm sorry.
Oh, honey. Oh, come here. Oh, no. It's okay now. No, it's all right.
Whenever she got sick, I'd go to the store and pinch some for her.
Pinch? You mean steal?
No, it's not stealing. My mom said it was okay because they always have more than they need. She said that it was overstock or something, and that stealing is only when you're taking something that someone really needs.
Oh.
I like everyone here so much. Haley makes these great things with chocolate and marshmallows and...
S'mores.
Yeah, s'mores. And we had popcorn and a slumber party last night with Brooke. And Mike makes great French toast.
He does? Really?
Yeah, and you didn't feel good, and everyone was so upset about you being sick and so worried, and no one was giving you cigarettes. And I thought that would make you feel better. I'm sorry.
Oh, shh.
Hey, Mike, I've got all the eggs boiled and the collards in vinegar. Where's Hope?
What do you mean, where's Hope? She was here with you.
No, she wasn't, Mike. She said she was going to play basketball with you.
What? Tim!
What?
Where's Hope?
I don't know.
Oh, we better go find her.
I think that Hope is ready to color some eggs. Do we have some ready?
Mom, you're up.
I know, Brookie. And I'm sorry. I've put you all through a lot in the past few weeks, and I owe you an apology.
What happened?
Well, Hope came for a visit and helped me to see some things in a new light. And now, what about those eggs?
Eggs? Do we have eggs to color?
Oh, of course we do.
Yeah.
Come over here.
No, Cold. Not that way.
Come on, Mike. You made it hard.
Did not. You're just trying to take the easy way out.
Up a tree?
Here, I'll boost you up. Put your foot here in my hands.
Don't you drop me, Michael Morrison.
I'm right here, too. And Haley, it's all right.
Trust me, Hope. We won't let you fall.
Okay. Right there. Just reach a little higher.
You've got it.
Yeah!
Oh, right.
Hey, that was awesome. I've never been up that high before.
Good job, everybody. Hiding and finding.
Hey, Hope, can you come over here and sit down for a minute?
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
It's okay. You don't have to. I know it's time to go back, and I want you to know I had a really great time. The dress is just beautiful, too. Is it bad for me to ask if I can take it with me?
Oh, of course not. It's yours now, Hope. But, honey, that's not what we wanted to talk with you about. We wanted to talk to you about something really important. We wanted to know if you...
Hope, would you like it if this were more than just a weekend?
What?
Would you like to stay with us?
Really?
Yes.
For how long?
Well, as long as you'd like. I mean, we have to work out foster care and all of that.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I understand.
What?
You'll just keep me for a while until someone else wants me, right?
No.
We want you.
You all want me to stay?
Yes.
Of course.
For real and for always? Did you plan this?
No, honey. We didn't plan it.
No, I think it was part of a far bigger plan than ours, Hope.
So what do you say, kiddo?
Huh? What do you think?
Now give her some space.
We need another sister around here.
Sister? Really? I think I'd like that a lot.
There you go.
Oh,
yes. Jesus came here to Earth for a reason. It was to take us out of the mess of sin and call us brothers and sisters. Now, he could only do that by dying in our place and then by overcoming death through his resurrection. It's like Brooke told Hope, that's why we celebrate. Because Jesus beat death, and now nothing can defeat us. Just like the Morrisons want to make Hope a part of their family, God wants to make you a part of his family. All you have to do is give him your answer. Now, if you'd like to learn more about accepting his invitation, talk to your parents about it, or get their permission and call the good people at 1-888-NEED-HIM. They can help you get started on a brand new life with Jesus. And if you have anything you'd like to share with us about what you thought of today's program or how you were adopted into God's family or whatever, there's a bunch of ways to contact us. Our toll-free number here is 1-888-224-2324. You can also email us at gilead@keysforkids.org or send a letter to Keys for Kids Ministries, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. You can also listen to even more encouraging stories and grow closer to God when you visit Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net. Either way, we would love to hear from you. Today's episode, The Hope That Heals, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production and sound design by Elizabeth Bowman. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer. And I'm Zach saying, Happy Easter! Jesus is alive! We'll see you next time on Keys for Kids Beyond Gilead.